There was once a fox and a stork. One day, the fox went over to the stork and said, "Would you like to come over for dinner tonight?" The stork said, "I'll be delighted. Thank you." So, that night when the stork came over, he was surprised. "I cannot eat this dinner, my dinner." "Why not?" asked the fox. "Because you've put it on flat plates. I have a long beak, so I cannot eat off flat plates." So, the fox ate the stork's dinner as well as his. Soon after, the stork invited the fox over for dinner. So, the night the fox came over, he was surprised. "What's wrong?" giggled the stork. "I cannot eat my dinner," replied the fox. "Why not?" "Because you've put them in jugs, and I cannot eat out of a jug because I've only got a small mouth." So, the moral of the story is, if you play tricks on other people, they'll do the same back. There was once a fox and a stork. One day, a fox went over to the stork and said, "Would you like to have dinner?" "Yes, please," said the stork. "That would be very nice." So, that night, when the stork came over, he was surprised. What's wrong?" said the fox. "I cannot eat my dinner because you've put them on flat plates." "Oh, well," said the fox. "If you can't eat your dinner, I shall eat it for you." So, the fox ate the stork's dinner as well as his. Soon after, the stork invited the fox for dinner. Thank you, said the fox. That is very nice of you. I will come over tonight." So, that night, when the fox came over, he was really surprised. "What's wrong?" giggled the stork. "You put them in jugs. I cannot eat out of jugs because of my big little mouth." "Oh well, I'll eat it for you." So, the moral of the story is, if you trick other people, they will do it back to you. There was once a fox and a stork. The fox went over to the stork one day and said, "Would you like to have dinner?" "Yes, please," said the stork. "I'd be delighted." So, that night, when the stork came over, he was surprised. "What's wrong?" asked the fox. "You've put them on flat plates. I cannot eat off flat plates because of my big beak." "Okay, well, if you can't eat your dinner, it can't go to waste. So why not I have it?" So, he had the stork's dinner as well as his. Soon after, the stork invited the fox for dinner. "Yes, please," said the fox. "I'll be delighted." So, that night, when the fox came over, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't eat his dinner because the stork had put him in jugs. "What's wrong?" said the stork. "I cannot eat my dinner because you've put them in jugs." "Oh well," said the stork, "I'll have to eat it for you." The moral of the story is, if you trick other people, they might do the same back.